Hey, okay. So you asked about my writing process for the newsletter, and here it is. And this may be get noisy and interrupted because I'm standing here at Moynihan Train Hall in New York waiting for the track number for my train to Boston to be announced. So we'll see how that goes. Okay. So the first step is idea generation. That happens kind of all the time. I keep... I use the Reminders app on my phone as actually the storage for my newsletter ideas. So whenever anything comes to mind, I just open the Reminders app and I like write down the idea. Sometimes it's just like a quick couple words. Sometimes it's longer. Frequently, it comes out of conversations that I have with people where I say something or they say something. And we're like, oh, that's a really smart idea. And then I think, ooh, there's a newsletter there. And so I'm kind of constantly collecting ideas. And I know when I have, it developed enough that I can make a newsletter out of it, when I have the following three things. Because like at this point, the newsletter is very structured. It shouldn't read as if it's repetitive, but the structure is the same for me because it just enables me to produce it more efficiently. And also, I think just this is the format that I think works for the newsletter. It also just works for the way I communicate. I tend to follow this format for everything, which is like big idea / identifying the problem, and then story that brings the problem to life. And drives towards a solution, or sometimes a story that kind of just brings a solution to life, but you know, whatever, like a story, and then a like an exercise or a perspective shift at the end that drives it home and makes it practically useful. Every newsletter that I write is basically that, and I will play with the form a little bit, but I will not. Like when I'm looking at my ideas to decide which I should write that week, honestly, I'm driven in many ways by which of these do I know what the story is and do I know like what the solution is, and sometimes like the very specifics of the structure of the solution, like you know when I come up with like a here's four things to ask yourself, like sometimes I'm kind of creating that as I write. You know, it's like I have an idea of where to go, but I haven't really thought through exactly how to articulate it or exactly how to structure the solution. And so I just kind of logic my way through it. And sometimes actually I will write the solution, and the framing and the phrasing of the solution will then like impact the way in which I then think about the first section where I'm talking about setting up the big idea and the problem. So sometimes I like to have my solutions and the setups often have some kind of like catchy name to them. It makes the solutions feel like a kind of concrete thing. And so like a good example is the one that I sent last week, which was about what I called value transfer. The idea was how to like leave something old and comfortable and then do something new. And the way you do that is you do a value transfer. You like identify the value of the old thing and then find it in the new thing. So, I, you know, in that way, like I had the story, I knew I wanted to write about my son's shoes, and I had the like general idea of what I wanted about like identifying the thing, the like distinct value of something old and then finding it in the new. But like I didn't know how to articulate that exactly. I wrote like one version of the intro, then I wrote the story, which was the easiest part, and then I wrote the solution. And in this case, like the solution kind of came in two parts because I kind of like broke down what my son is doing, and then I used that that like kind of logic chain as a way to build like a solution for how to identify value in old things. And like at some point in writing that, I came to the phrase value transfer. And I was like, oh, value transfer. That's a great way of calling this. And so then I went back up to the top of the newsletter and I, you know, like wrote in that I'm going to teach you a concept I call value transfer. But it's not like I started the newsletter with an idea called value transfer. I like started the newsletter with an idea and I kind of got to how to frame it. So anyway, point is that I know the elements that I need. I know I need to be able to articulate a problem. I know I need to have a great story, and I know I need to have a solution, like a structured, useful solution. And so that makes everything really helpful. It means that I will be looking at ideas and be like, I don't know that I have the answer to that one yet. Like sometimes what'll happen is like I will talk to an entrepreneur and they'll tell me something that they did or whatever. And then that story will stick in my head. And like next week I will look at my list of newsletter ideas and I'll be like, oh my God, this idea that I had for us, that is a great like kind of solution that didn't really have a story for it. Now I have a story for it. And like now this is the one that I'm going to write about next week. So anyway, this is kind of ongoing. So by the time that I actually sit down to write, it generally doesn't take me very long. Now, I am a fast writer because writing on deadline is what I've done throughout my career. So I can move through this probably with unusual speed. But typically, I'd say that I produce a first draft of a newsletter somewhere in like an hour and a half to 2 hours, maybe. I usually do it on a Wednesday and Thursday morning. I will like the newsletter comes out on Tuesday, so I'll start writing it the prior Wednesday, and I'll usually kind of spend like an hour and change on it that Wednesday and write maybe like the first 2/3 of it, and then set it aside, and then come back the next day and like I'm feeling a little more refreshed on the project, and then I'll kind of finish up the draft. And so then I have a draft, and you know, it may not be perfect, but it's good enough to load in. So then I write in Microsoft Word, because that's just kind of how I have come up. And so I write in Microsoft Word. I email the file to Adam, my assistant, and then Adam loads it into the platform, to Kit. I just like would rather skip that step of just like formatting and loading it in. So he does that. And then once it's in there and I can see it in like a newsletter format, then usually on Friday or over the weekend, I will read through it again and I'll be like, that's not quite right. That requires a little more futzing. And I'll kind of like tweak. Occasionally I'll see like a major change that I need to do. Like, oh, that like structurally doesn't work, or that the story is bad. And I'll like kind of gut it and almost redo it over the weekend. I'm trying to get to the point where I don't have to do that as much. But I would say that's another like hour or two of labor. And then the final thing that happens is that on Monday, like the Monday before a newsletter goes out on Tuesday morning, like a couple things happen. So thing number one is I send it to my wife, and she reads it and usually just has like a couple things where she's like, that isn't that clear, or you are going on too long there, or something. Occasionally she will be like, this doesn't make sense. Like this is the wrong, like I don't feel like you're properly articulating this. And then I have to like do more work on it. And then sometimes that'll take like another hour or two, in which I'm ripping it apart and sometimes into the night, which I don't love, but I'll do it, because I want it to be good. And then the other thing that happens is like subject line, optimizations. So I used to do this myself. Recently, Adam has taken it over. And in this case, what I do is I'm like, you know, I'm not good on email subject lines. It's like, I don't have a marketing background. It's not my thing. So usually what we do is like, I kind of come up with some subject lines off the top of our heads. Like sometimes I'll write a few, Adam will write a few. And then we just use ChatGPT and we just ask it to produce like 50 subject lines. And then pick the ones that feel the most like compelling and real, you know, like most of them are really bad, and then load them into Crowdwave. So Crowdwave is a tool that I, I'm an advisor to this startup called Crowdwave. It uses AI to do, it uses AI as like consumer research. So in other words, like it can pose as your user. In this case, I define it as entrepreneurs or people who want to advance in their careers. And so it can think like them, and I ask it to. Oh, okay, and we're going to track 11. So I will ask it to think like 100 ideal newsletter subscribers, and then I will run all the subject lines by it. I'll be like, you subscribe to this newsletter, you get an email with this subject line. Would you open the email? And then I take the two winning like subject lines that like the AI and Crowdwave said were the ones that it would most likely open. Like I try to get it to a point where it says like 80 to 90% yes, they would open that email, which unfortunately does not reflect reality. But and then I use the top two from the AI test in my actual live A/B test when the newsletter gets sent out. So and then you know I kind of give it one final read on a Monday. I try to close it in the afternoon. Occasionally it bleeds into the evening, and I end up doing this after the kids go to bed. But you know, kind of give it one final read, obsess over it like a little bit more, and then hit set. You know, and then schedule it for Tuesday at 5:55 a.m., which is just an arbitrary time that I picked. And it runs an A/B test for 180 minutes with 10% of the audience, and then you know the vast majority of everyone gets it around 9 a.m. Eastern time. So that's the process. I would say, you know, I guess if you tallied that up, it's, you know, the whole thing is probably taking me two, you know, four, maybe six to 8 hours total per edition. I'd love to make it more efficient. I think sometimes the efficiency just comes from like, does this idea come out of me naturally enough? Like, and sometimes I'm writing them and they just really flow, and sometimes they don't, and it just requires more work. And anyway, that's the process.